are tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, it's been a few days since we found out that former Buffalo Bills running back O.J. Simpson passed away at the age of 76 from prostate cancer. Now, the rumor came out that O.J. Simpson actually had cancer. Back in February, O.J. actually tried to come out and debunk that he was in a hospice, but eventually he got there. I don't know if it was necessarily at that time back in February, but the word is he deteriorated pretty fast. And we didn't hear anything from O.J. since February. But now that he's actually died and passed away, people are wondering what is happening with his body and namely his brain. Now, I remember the doctor, I can't remember his name, the doctor who actually coined the term CTE. He believed that O.J. Simpson suffered from CTE because of his NFL career. O.J. played 11 seasons, and back then it was much more brutal playing football than it is now. And we all know what happened back in 1994. A lot of people believe that O.J. Simpson killed his ex-wife and Ron Goldman. And now that he's actually passed away, people really want to study his brain. They really, really do. Now, is that going to happen? Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So let's get into it, guys. Here we go. Check this out. O.J. Simpson to be cremated. Brain will not be donated to CTE research. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that O.J. was probably aware that people wanted to study his brain. It's not going to happen. Actually, that's not even going to be a body. So there's going to be no grave site or anything like that, I believe. He's going to be cremated, I actually believe, on Tuesday. Because I believe a judge has already signed off on that. He's going to be cremated, and I'm pretty sure his remains are actually going to go to his kids. I don't think they would actually put his ashes anywhere. Unless, they're going to scatter his ashes or something like that. That's what I'm thinking is probably going to happen. But an actual final resting place for his ashes, I don't think you're going to see that. I don't think you're going to see it. And by the way, also, they don't mention that in this article here. But now that O.J. has actually passed away, his estate is actually going to go through a probate. And we know that the Goldmans, they want a cut of it. I'm not exactly sure if they're going to get anything. I know that the executor said that his goal is to make sure the Goldmans get nothing. And honestly, I don't think they're going to get anything because I believe the house that O.J. Owned in Las Vegas, it was actually in the name of a trust. And I believe that's protected. I'm not a lawyer. I could be wrong. And as far as the money he had, it was all pensions and stuff like that, which the Goldmans couldn't touch anyway. So in my opinion, I highly doubt they're actually going to get anything. But anyway. Says here, the body of O.J. Simpson will be cremated on Tuesday and his brain will not be removed beforehand to be preserved for CTE research, according to Simpson's estate executor, according to the New York Post. Malcolm Laverne, who has represented Simpson since 2009 and serves as the executor of the infamous former NFL star's estate, says he has completed the necessary paperwork for a cremation and that the family refused to allow Simpson's brain to be included in a CTE study. And you know what? I got to be honest, guys. I agree with not letting them study his brain, because what if it actually comes up that O.J. Simpson had CTE? Would his estate actually sue the NFL? Remember Aaron Hernandez, when he died a few years back, they studied his brain. He has CTE, and I believe his family is now suing the NFL. I believe if they study OJ's brain and he had CTE, I think that's going to be used as a big excuse for what happened in 1994. And honestly, I don't think that's fair to the Goldmans at all or the Brown family, because we have seen players that ended up with CTE. They didn't commit mass murder. They didn't do that. I mean, Aaron Hernandez, he was whacking heads, but I believe he was actually probably doing that before he even was in the NFL. I mean, the great Junior Seau, he has CTE, but he didn't kill anybody. Now, he committed suicide. He harmed himself, but he wasn't out there being violent. I'm just not buying this, man. I'm not going to buy it. See, that's why I'm glad that his brain will not be studied. Because if it comes out that he actually had CTE, and I highly doubt that he had it, man. I mean, OJ survived another 30 years since those murders. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but how many people actually survived for 30 plus years? And let's just assume that he had CTE 40 years, 10 years before that. I highly doubt it. I don't think OJ actually had it. Okay. But people have been speculating that maybe OJ had CTE. I just don't want to excuse his behavior. And that will be used as a weapon to excuse his behavior. Now, over here, Dove Kleiman of Bro Bible mentions that OJ Simpson's brain won't be studied. And this is what the people are saying. This person here says he should be studied. Next person says this is a huge mistake. Then right here it says let AB 84 study it, talking about Antonio Brown, and Antonio Brown believes he actually has CTE. And really, guys, you can't study CTE while a person's alive. Yeah, they can have some symptoms and stuff like that. I remember Steve Young. Steve Young had a long career, had a bunch of concussions. Steve Young has been retired since, 99, 25 years later. Took a lot of big hits. I don't think he's having any symptoms of CTE. Troy Aikman, too. Troy Aikman took a lot of hits, a lot of concussions. He seems to be okay. Let's see here. Another person here says, dude played professional NFL football. We all know he has some form of CTE, especially at the running back position. We don't know that. We really, really don't know that. Let's see here. That's understandable, Mr. Laverne. O.J. Simpson's family should have the final say on what happens with his remains, and I respect their decision. Yeah. So, I mean, even the executor said, yeah, I'll run about a family, but it ain't happening. I don't think his kids are going to allow his brain to be studied. And I'm pretty sure that O.J. probably told him, Nah, don't let anybody take my brain, cremate me, maybe scatter my ashes, and that's about it. Another person says, chop it up. The next person says, LOL, they don't want us to see what we already know we're going to see. So they have it, man. It ain't happening. Some fans upset that OJ's brain won't be studied. I mean, beyond CTE, man, you can actually study some other stuff. I don't think OJ wanted anybody picking in his brain. Now, of course, legally, you can do with your body what you want to do. You can be an organ donor, whatever. But seems like OJ didn't want nobody messing with his brain, his body, nothing. So that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.